Today's daf in Masechet Sota brought to me Ben Chomot Yerushalayim is daf Mem Chet, and let's try to use our brains properly today. We're holding on daf Mem Zayin Amud Beit, which is not a good sign because as the Gemara Chulin said, Nitmazmez Mocha Dedein, which would mean that your brain dissolved. But maybe we shouldn't have started from Mem Zayin. But what can we do?
My Nitmazmez times.
My time, Omer Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina, Lefisha, Einot Nima Toki Tikuna. The Mishnah said that Yochanan Kohen Gadol was Mevatel Vidui Masrot. Why in the world would he be Mevatel the din of Vidui Maaser? It's a mitzvah deraita. Omer Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina, Lefisha, Einot Nima Toki Tikuna. Because we don't do it correctly. Because Rachmana Omer Diave Leleviim. The Torah says, give your ma'asrot to Levi, and we give it to the Kohanim. Vananka Yavin the Kohanim, and all of this is because of the Ezra Knas, that since the Levim didn't come up to the Babinian Abayat Hasheni, it was gozer on them that we shouldn't give them ma'asr. There's a big machlokas, because there's a big machlokas between Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and Rabbi Akiva anyway, about who gets ma'asr rishon. Is it given only to Levim as opposed to Kohanim? Or is it given to Shevet Levi, which includes Kohanim? If you learn it's given only to Levim, then you learn that the Knas was that it would be given also to Kohanim. So that's also. But if you learn it's given only, it's given also to Kohanim originally, so then what was the Knas? And the Knas was it should be given uniquely to Kohanim. It's also possible that the Knas was it should be given first to Kohanim, which is Mashma in some place. In other words, if a Kohen and Levi come together to collect Maaser, you should give it to the Kohen and not to the Levi. So to then in Kedima. But if there's a Levi alone and there's no Kohen, you give it to a Levi. But in any event, we don't give it Kalocha. So how can you say, we say in the Pasuk, Kol mitzvotecha asher tzivitani. That's the whole Indian of the Vidui, is that I did it completely correct. I can't say that, because I certainly didn't do it completely correct. I'll be Torah. Ask the Gemara, okay, so fine, just skip that part. You know, so just say the part about the other mice, but don't say anything. So don't say about the netativ lelevi kechom mitzvotecha. Just say the rest of the maizrot, ashar maizrot. You can't do that, because if you cannot start with the if you cannot include the dinim of Maaser Rishon, you can't say anything. Because about Kobayit she'eno mitvadeh al Maaser Rishon, shuv eno mitvadeh al shar ma'asrot. Why? My time. Omer Abaye ho elu patach bo hakatuv techila. Because since the first thing that the Pasuk talks about, v'natata la levi, la ger, and so on. So la levi is Maaser Rishon, la ger is Maaser Oni. Bisha'arecha is Maaser Sheni, because that's where you have to eat it. It has to be in that order. So Memela, if you mess it up from the first step, you can't say the rest of it. So Memela, you have to be Mevatel the entire thing. Ask the Gemara, but what do you mean? He was Mevatel the Vidui, which is Mashma, that they were still giving Maaser, and the only problem was we claimed that they weren't giving it correctly, but they were being mafresh from Isis and so on. But is that true? Were, in fact, people taking off Maaser Rishon? V'atanya, afu bitelet avidui v'gazar al hadmai, l'fish shalach v'chol gvu Yisrael. He had sent around to analyze what the situation was in terms of Shmirat HaMaasrot. He saw that everybody was mafresh truma gedola. Maaser Rishon, Maaser Sheni. He saw that that was rafuf miktzatan masri, miktzatan ein masri. Omar lahem. So he said to the people, Banai, Bo, Omar lahem, I need to teach you guys something. The same way that you're so makbid to take off truma, that's because undoubtedly it's a chi of misa. And you give it to a coin, okay. But the same way that Truma Gedola Yeshbo Avon Mita, if you leave something as Tevel, or if you eat Truma as Maaser, Kar Trumat Maaser V'Tevel, Yeshben Avon Mita. So you're not getting, I mean, just because it's expensive, you're not doing very much for yourself. So amad v'itkimahem, so he made a takana, that you're not going to sit and analyze it case by case. Alokeach perot miyam haaretz, he's mafrish ma'aser rishon ma'aser sheni, and then from the ma'aser rishon he's mafrish v'mena trumat ma'aser, and that's the part that has to be given to the kohen. The ma'aser sheni is eilav ha'echla b'Yerushalayim, because it doesn't cost him. Ma'aser rishon, ma'aser sheni, that he has to give away. Nu amotz b'chaver l'varaya, let them prove that it was actually not given yet. And then he can give it to them. But since they can't prove it, so obviously you don't have to give away your ma'aser rishon or your ma'aser sheni. But the bottom line is that according to the way he himself had analyzed the situation, people were not giving the ma'aser. So what are you telling me? It wasn't given correctly. They didn't give it correctly. They weren't even mafresh it b'chlal. It doesn't make sense what you're saying. Says the Gemara, there were two separate takanas over here. There was a bitul of vidui ma'aseres, even from chaverim who were always makbid on taking trumas and ma'aseres properly, because since they had the gezer, the knas of Ezra, so they couldn't say kol mitzvotech asher tzivitani. Besides that, he also was goes to the din of tamay. That's a din of ame'oritz. But what does a chaver do with his trumas and ma'aseres? He still can't say vividoi ma'aser. Ve'afu bitel et ha'me'orerim. He also, what does it mean? He canceled the alarm clocks. Ma'ame'orerim. At least now everybody has an excuse. We don't get up in time. So on. So what do you want? Takana Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. It's not my fault. So what is it referring to? Ma'ame'orerim. Omar Rechava. The ma'orerim was that it used to be in the morning, b'chov yom v'yom, when the Levim came to the Duchan, they would say the parak of Tehillim that includes Ura Lama Tishan Hashem. Wake up, why are you sleeping, O Lord? Hakitza, wake up. Al tiznach lanetzach. Yeah. They're waking up HaKadosh Baruch. And she said to him, "Were you guys crazy? If they want to think HaKadosh Baruch Hu fell asleep, what do you think? This is like the Baal. You know, everybody shouting and saying, he makes fun of them. Yeah, go ahead, shout louder. You know, I mean, after all, he's the Lord. He might have taken a nap. You know, Ula Yoshenu. So wake him up. How can you say? That's exactly what he timed. Halo kvar nemer, halo hine lo yanum velo yishan shomer Yisrael. Ella, you're sitting in the David seat. Oh, yes, I see. Ella Bizman, she is Ro Shruim Bitsar, the Ovdeko Chavim Benachat, Vishalva. So that means that it's Isman of Hester Ponim. That's the meaning of Namar Ura Lamatishana Hashem. It's not that it's an actual wake up, and that is not something that you say with a cry out to the Shemayim Ura Lamatishan, as if, you know, we're waking you up, you have nothing to do. It's Adarab, it's part of the tefillah of Rachamim because of our Avenais. And the way that they were using it made it sound like they were talking to the Baal. She was Mevatelet. V'et ha-nokfim. Nokfim? What is a nokfim? Because what they used to do was very difficult to handle the agolais Beis HaMikdash to take them to Shechita, because they're very frisky. And they don't like being taken to Shechita, believe it or not. And therefore, what they would do was they would scratch their forehead, and they wanted to, they had to put, this was before the Taba'ot, as we'll see. So they didn't have the Taba'ot to hold it, so to get it to stay down and not realize what was happening, they would bloody its forehead to blind it.
So that the what happens
before? Yeah. But you had to turn them over so that they wouldn't move in parts of the Shechita. So you're holding them on the ground. So they were Messiah, Diego, Ben Karnav. I mean, it doesn't do any harm, but it's like a scalp, you know, a shallow cut on the scalp, which always bleeds. And that way the Yipo Dambe Nav, and it would stop fighting. So he was Mevatelet, because he says, look, it looks like there's a mum. The Braita says nokfin means, literally nokfin means they hit it. So are you choftinato b'maklot? They would give it a bash on the head. And that's a lotion of nikuf, is dam nikuf. It's talking about stubbed toes, right? So that's the they were actually menakef it. Kider shor simoto lifnei avodat kochavim. And this was something that they would do to shecht in from an avodah zara. What's wrong with you guys? Nevelot? Wait, what's that to do with nevelot? They didn't kill it. They would still be shechting it, no? A shechet lo. No, he said, Ad matay ata machlim trefot, because if you're going to hit, so then shemani kev krum shel moach, how do you know that you didn't cause some kind of tear in the membrane around the brain? And that's when they were koveya the Beit HaTaba'ot in the Beit HaMikdash in order to shecht without difficulty, that they would hold it down, close the tabat around it, and that way there would be no struggling.
By Rishon?
No, this is the Beit Sheni.
It's the whole Beit Rishon.
They fought. Yeah. Held it down.
There's scary features in
scary? What do you mean?
They're trying to go and come close.
Oh, yeah, they're not easy to handle, absolutely. They're very frisky.
Kill people easy.
Kill? No, they're little. Yeah, they're not. It's a calf, which is very hard to control. Yeah, they don't call them. Ad Yamav HaYapatish Makeb Yerushalayim. What was this hammer that used to be heard in Yerushalayim? B'chol HaShomoy. So whatever they were matir, B'chol HaMoy, they would do even with loud noises, because that in order to work with an anvil, obviously they make noise. And he asked the noise making. B'chol HaShomoy. B'chol Yamav Lo Yadam Tzik L'shol Aladmai Kini Amar. As we said, that once he was made this takana, so now we said the pshat of the Tosfos Yontev, which is has certain advantage over Rashi's pshat. Rashi says that people will, you know, like nowadays, well, you invite the girls over from the seminaries, they ask you what heksher it is, you know, where'd you get your vegetables from? It's really very polite. So in those days, you do that legabe, you know, I'm sure you trust your vegetable man. They would ask a chaver. But I'm not sure I trust your vegetable man. But now, you didn't have a choice. You can't trust your vegetable man. So the middle is not going to have the mice. You didn't have to ask him because everybody took off mice's anyway. Trumas and mice's sells the mice. You didn't have to be cautious. But the Tosfos Yontev. Obviously. He's a chover himself. There's no problem. Whereas the Tosfos Yontev says that it used to be such a hassle because each case you would deal with as if it was a suffix. If it was a suffix, so then you'd have to take off everything. I mean, it's crazy. I'm not going to buy by somebody who is not 100% reliable. But once he made the takana that was based on a rov, and now all I have to do is take off, and just take off 1/100th, and you'll say, Kenutzach HaChazanish, it's a big deal. So now I can buy at any store. You know, so it's in Adam Tzrich Lish'ol, the ball of the store. Let me see your action. But it's interesting. That's the way the Mishnah views the takana. Not that you're mechuyev to take off tamay, but that now things are a lot easier because we have set kashrus standards. You don't have to sit around worrying about what action the other guy. Yeah, so it turns out to make life easier in terms of not breaking down this whole kashrus issue. Misha Batlas and Adrian. So we've been talking about all the different things that changed, either through the change in the people that were around, that they were much bigger madrega, or through the changes of takonas and gezeras that changed things from their original state, like the takona of Ezra, the takona of Demai. We continue on. Misha Batla Sanhedrin, they canceled all of the nightclub singing. Batel Hashem Beit Hamishtaot. Shenemar Bishir Lo Yishtu Yayin. Now that doesn't say anything about Sanhedrin, obviously. And the Gemara is going to ask, what in the world gives you the idea that Bashir lo yishtu yayin, which is talking about the approaching Churban and so on, how do you know that that's a function of Sanhedrin? Okay, and we'll see that it's actually, the Mishnah is taking for granted some additional data. The Gemara is going to discuss who exactly is being referred to as the Nevi'im Rishonim. Bitlu Urim V'Tumim. So the Urim V'Tumim no longer would answer. Misha Harav Beit HaMikdash, this is the Beit HaMikdash HaRishon, Batal HaShamir, the Shamir was that Bria that would eat Mevakea rock, and Nofet Sufim ended. Gemara is going to ask, what exactly is Nofet Sufim? Upasku Anshei Amanam Yisrael, and there's no longer anybody you can really trust. Shenemar Hoshia Hashem Kigamar Chasid. This is Kipasu Emunim Ibnei Adam. So obviously Kigamar Chasid is the end of Emunah. So there's nobody that is faithful. Rabbi Shimon. We'll see. Faithfulness is always reliability. I keep stressing, there's no such thing as faith in the Lord. Mm-hmm. Right? Just, either you're faithful or you're not a faithful person. Things keep getting worse. There's all new klalot that come to the world. Since that time, lo yarad hatal livracha, the time of the perot has disappeared. Rabbi Yossi says, what about the time of the perot? Even the shumana perot is gone. Rabbi Shimon ben Elozer omer Tahara, meaning the beetle of Tahara, took with it all of the smell and richness of things. The beetle of Maasrot took away the shuman of the Dagan, because that's the always called Et Chelbo. Mimelchab Chelbo is the shuman. So it's all Mida Kenegan Mida. And then the Znut and the Kishuf, they took everything. There's no fun in life at B'chol. Merkilu etako. Yes, the Gemara, what kind of rise is this from the Potsik? Bashir lo yishtu yayin. Where does it say anything about the relationship with the Sanhedrin? Remind me to Misha about the Sanhedrin. Om Revuna Bered of Yeshua, the Omar Kro, Zekenim Mishar Shavatu, Bachurim Minaginatam. You see that there's an interrelationship of the Zekenim Bashar, which is the Sanhedrin, and the Bachurim Minaginatam. So there's no more singing. So you might think that that is just because of an emotional reaction, but it's not a din. Kamash Malan, the pasuk of the Mishnah brings that Bashir lo yishtu yayin. Not that it won't be, but that it's also to be. There are those who learn that Mishpat Sanhedrin is linked to the Gemara and the Brises that we brought before, about the way that people started being mahadir ponim bedin. So now the dinim were the nafish charonaf balam, which is what we had immediately before the previous Mishnah, and that the remez to Sanhedrin is, as you know, we always import Greek words with a remez, a notricon of some kind, to why it is that we're using it in Hebrew. So Sanhedrin is sonim hadar bedin. So these were, and therefore were Mavata Sanhedrin. It was a time in which there was no longer Sone Bat Savar. Moshe Rabbeinu had a problem with the reasons. This was a time of Sone Hadar Panim. It's a little Tedar Dal Berivo, whatever. So when that was Batal, there's no longer anything to sing about in life. Omar Rav said, Rav Utna de Shama Zimra Teaker. Any ears that are listening to the Beatles should be ripped out. Rama ends up paskening that this is Bikula, that since this is entirely a din in the way one lives one's life after the Churban, as a Zecher LeChurban, it means not that you can't listen to music, it means that you can't listen in a fashion that people who lead their lives on the high live. So these are people that they'll have an orchestra playing while they're eating, you know, like at the weddings, you know, so they have the chamber music in the background, and you know.
So like as a regular thing.
Yeah, that this is like part of their lifestyle. Doesn't mean not to listen to music. But many people still do that. No, but that was part of the din, to be mitaken. It means not to live on the high, as if, you know, when you're really on the deck of the Titanic, it isn't quite appropriate to be having a last meal with chamber music in the background. That's basically what it looks like. You walk through the streets of New York and you feel like you're on the deck of the Titanic and everybody's just eating and the music is playing. It's like, oh my God. Frightening.
Oblivious? Oblivious.
Oblivious, yeah. Omar Rava Zim Rava Veta. You've got the orchestra in the house. You've got the churva v'seifa. You've got sifa. You've got the sword at the gates. Shenemar kol yishorer b'chalon. You hear the sounds of the singing through the window. Cherev b'saf. Then that means that the sword is at the doorway. Ki arza eira. Now what in the world is that supposed to mean? Arza eira. Does that mean arza eira? Says Reb Yitzchak, that means like, do you think that, but it's a different result. The argument is like this. Do you think that Bayit HaMesuvar Ba'arazim is an ear? It's not a Russian city. Arazim Eira, the city is made out of powerful cedar. It's still referring to the house, the chalon, and the saf. And therefore, what it's saying is that even a Bayit that is Mesuvar Ba'arazim, it's a tremendously powerful, beautiful mansion. It doesn't matter. Mitro'ea. Eira is to be mitro'ea, to start decaying and collapsing. Amar Rav Ashi Shmamina. You see from here that kimatil churva, when things begin to decay, it always starts at the door. Seifa matchil. So this sense of something going into decay, which the Gemara relates to Shia Yukashar, as we're going to see, to Shadin, it is like open to destruction and Mazikim, and that starts at the gates. Shenemar Cherev Basaf. So the first hints of destruction are at the gateways. V'yibayzema, it's Dafka from the Pasik. Ushiya Yukashar, which Bapastis means Shia, means destruction or desolation. Desolation starts at the gates. You know, so first the doors are busted down and the windows are broken. They try to shutter things up and gradually everything starts to fall apart. There's this sense of the gradual desolation. Somebody just put out a beautiful book of these desolate places all over the states, you know, places that were once homia miadam, and the sadness of how you see the breakdowns. Yeah, the homo ecotos. Yeah.
The homowack?
Yes.
Really? No, I mean that, but that's an example?
Yeah.
Razoy.
Yeah, it was really interesting, wasn't it?
It was actually part of
You've had beautiful pictures seen on the internet.
Catskills, that was.
Mm-hmm.
I'm
not
sure about this.
Yeah.
Does he have the after pictures with the leaks?
Only the after pictures.
Yeah. Tumbleweeds rolling
anyway.
Through.
Yeah, yeah, it's like it gives that sense of Shia. That's the whole point, like how things decay into a Shia. And Omar Marbar Ravashi, I actually saw this shade, you know, the Shia. And Lididi Chazil, Yumanager Kitura, it's like it sits there banging at the gates until they crack like a shore. Omar Huna, Zimra, the Nagde, with a Bakre Shore. You know, if you're singing the Volga Boatsman song, you know. Or, so that's not a song for purposes of having fun. That's, you know, a rowing song where you're doing work.
Home on the range.
No.
No, Barney.
Swing low.
That's encouraging your own spirits. That's not singing to the cows. There are, however, songs that are sung to the cows, in which the Gemara details of whether it's like, there's like nigunim to get into a working pattern, so the animal will follow the rhythm. So for that, nagde, bakre, that's mutter. But the weaver's song, the gardoi, That's also the Gardoi, says Rashi, is for purposes of schok. You know, they like to have a good time while they're weaving. So
it's not to jump down, turn around, pick a bale of cotton.
No, it's to jump down, turn around with the girls in the cotton. That's what it is. Ravuna made a takon to be novato all Zimra. So he chased the beetles out of town. There was so much production that kam mea avzi bezuzi, he could buy 100 geese for $1. U mea sachiti bezuzi, and you couldn't find buyers. Well, buyers, people had so much. So Rav Chista, come on, and not to have songs at all. I mean, just once in a while, a beetle, concert. So he was mezalzo in that takona. So then, if you would look to buy a goose for a whole zuz, you couldn't find one. No, Amar of Yosef.
What's the relation that the economy fell apart?
Yeah. Because this was to be metaken, and the things that were lost in the Beit HaMikdash was lost. You're not makshiv that. So then the loss comes back.
Kill the goose, the legend.
Here we go. Amar of Yosef. Look, you got these, you know, these nightclubs. We got the boys singing and the girls in the chorus. That's pritsuta. But when the girls are singing and the boys are the chorus, the fire is already in the na'aret. Okay, lamai nafkamina. I mean, it doesn't sound good no matter what. Well, it's triage. Nafkamina is for triage. You're only able to be mavatu one or the other. I mean, what do you go for? Do you go for Radio City? Or do you go for, like, is it the, what do they call them, the rockets? Is it mavatu the rockets? Or is it the other way around? So the mind nafkamina is vitule homi kamiya. You only have kayach to be mavatu one. That's who should be mavatu. Om Reb Yochanan. If you actually play the game of Yeshayahu, you know, hoy mashkime baboker, the first thing you do in the morning, you get your orchestra in there, a little bit of schnapp, sheikhar yerdofu, at night, ma'achrik, neshev, aneshev, yayin that they came, and then you bring in the orchestra, vayakinor, v'nevel, tov, v'chalil, mixed with the wine. But if somebody wants to talk to you, you know, chas v'sholom, about evolution, about the universe, about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ma'asim, chas v'sholom. Time for another drink of schnapps. It's Yad Kislev. Let's drink. Then that's So that's the four instruments, kinor, neva, tof, chalil, mixed with the wine, refusing to look at Paul Hashem. What's the next? Pasek lachain. That is the reason, apparently, for the chain gala amimi blidad, uchodo mitera av, vahamono tzichet sama. So those are three curses. So we first, we go, it's the Isgorim Galut, and we have the first thing, the Pasuk Machri Neshef, and so on. So, Lachin Gala Mimi Blidat, that's Gormim Galut. Kvodo Mitei Ra'av, is that they bring Ra'av Lomo, Lola. Hamonot Sechat Sama, that's the first for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's words, and that's Gormim Latera Shetishakach Milom Deha. And then the next person continues on, Vayishach Adam, Vayishpal Ish, Vayinegvohim Tishafalna. What is that referring to? They're gormim shiflut to, there's a euphemism again, Sono Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kivayachu, referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu directly, because Ein Ish Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shnemar Hashem Ish Milchama, Vayinegvohim Tishafalna, is a reference to Klal Yisrael as a whole. What's the next pasuk? L'chein irchiva sha'ol nafsha ufara fia levlichok. Just like these people, they open their mouths and they can't get enough. Hell can't get enough of them either. Ve'ara nadara v'hamona usha'ona. Hope they have a great time. V'alazba. Sing while you're burned. Mi shemeto anevim arishonim. Very graphic, Gemara. Who are the Nevi'im Rishonim that are referred to? This refers to the very earliest of those who are called Nevi'im. It's David and Shmuel and Shlomo, and that's what it's referring to. Well, it's not usually the way that we refer to the Nevi'im Rishonim. Some take out the Shlomo. And the reason was that we find that B'mei David, says Rav Nachman, B'mei David, it's not that the Urim V'Tumim didn't work at all. Already B'mei David, there were times where the Urim V'Tumim would answer you, Zimnin Salik, and Zimnin Lo Salik, and sometimes you wouldn't get an answer. So we find that when David HaMelech ran away from Avshalom, so they were asking what to do, and so he had Tzadok HaKohen. So Tzadok asked for the Urim V'Tumim, and it answered, V'el Talo. And then Eviatar had asked, and lo altalo, because vayal Eviatar, we understand means that they took him out of the Kahuna Gedola, and then they replaced him. So he asked what to do, so Eviatar was canceled, and Tzadok became the Kohen. So you see that it wasn't necessarily going to be answered already. The Madrega varied, and at David's time, sometimes the Urim V'Tumim wouldn't work. Motiv Rabba Bar Shmuel, how can you say that it was at the time of David? I mean, does it not say, even much later, Vayili Drosh Elohim B'mei Zechariyahu HaMevin Berot Elohim Uvimeidarsho Et Hashem and Yitzlicho Elohim? So Sha'al, I'm assuming Sha'al means that, well, what would they Sha'al with? My love, Urim V'Tumim. No, Sha'al means with Nevi'im. That's the point. In other words, there was still a response of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Klal Yisrael with Nevi'im. Toshma Mishacharav Beit HaMikdash HaRishon. Already there were no longer Arei Migrash of the Levi'im. There were no longer Migrashot. Pasku Urim V'Tumim. Pasak Melach Mi Beit David. And if somebody says that don't trust that can't be true, because it says, well, over there they couldn't be miyaches, all of the kayanim, to see whether they were really kayanim yuchasim. And he said, well, until we find out about these people's yichus with the Urim V'Tumim, they can't eat. Mashmal, okay, you know, we'll put it on the list of things to ask the Urim V'Tumim, and we'll let you know next week. And Marlo, no, that's not what he meant. It's like nowadays you say, you know, when Mashiach comes, we'll know the answer. That's what he was saying. When Mashiach comes, we have Tchias HaMeisim, you know, we can talk it over with Moshe Rabbeinu, with Aaron. Right now, we ain't giving them nothing. He wasn't saying that they're really going to get an answer from the Urim V'Tumim. It's like nowadays, Adam Omer L'Chaveiro, HaTshiyichyom Eitim, Yavi Yavo Mashiach Ben David. Yeah, L'Omer Reb Nachman Bar Yitzchak, so it can't mean that. The Nevi'im Rishonim mean all of the Nevi'im. And it means that the very last of the Nevi'im, which is Chagai Zechariah Machal Malachi, why are they called Achronim? Because they were the Nevi'im of the Bais Sheni. So the Bais Rishon, indeed, that's what we said. Misha Charav Bayis Rishon Paskorim V'Tumim. So how could it be from the time of David? Must be therefore that it means the first Nevi'im, all of the Nevi'im who were Isaac at the time of the Bayit Rishon. Then Misha Charav Bayit Paskorim V'Tumim. So that must be what it's referring to. Now comes Zechariah Chagai and Malachi, that they're the Nevi'im that were Misnabe about the Inyonim of the Bayit Sheni, and they were actually there at the time, and they were Koveh the Mokom HaMizbeach, and so on. They are called the Nevi'im Acharonim, and at that point, that's what it means, because since it was after the Churban, it was Urim V'Tumim.
And our Nevi'im are incorrectly labeled.
No, it's only Lagabi the Sugi. But I don't know whether it means that, you know, that much, but I don't know that it has any real meaning, the Nevi'im Rishon and the Achronim, but it's a Goyish concept.
It is Goyish.
Where is the marker for such a terminology?
Here.
Yeah, but here it means something else. See, we're thinking, what does it mean? Does it mean David? Does it mean David? It's open. It's not
so it's wrong, I'm saying, it's wrong to think of.
Yeah. Yeah, the Toner Rabboni. Nisha Meitu Chagai Zechariah Malachi. Here is Gufo what it says. Nistako Ruach HaKodesh Mi Yisrael. Okay, so that means there's no longer Nevi'ahs. There's no longer Urim V'Tumim. And the only type of Gilui that they had was Afal Pi Kanim B'Shtamshu Mebat Kol. That it was, sometimes it would be a Bat Kol. There was a Maitzah Pamachat, a Yimisubim Ba'aliyat, Beit Guraya, B'Yericho, and Nidali and Bat Kol Menashamayim. There they are, they're being Isaac there in the Aliyah. That's very often where they used to go to the various Aliyahs. We found the different Mishnayas for Takonis and for meeting of Besdin and so on. And there came a Bat Kol Menashamayim. The Amra, Yesh Bechem Adam HaChatcher, Oishet Tishrei Shechina Alav, this was the frustration, so to speak, of the Shechina, that would be nice to talk to somebody. Instead, we'll have this virtual iPad voice, if you guys like that. You know, so there is someone that I could talk to, except that you can't talk to them in the middle of a bunch of idiots like the rest of you.
Did it answer questions or just no. came out?
No, it just came out. That's the point. No communication, no conversation. They figured the only guy it could be referring to is Hillel HaZaken. When Hillel HaZaken died, they were masked him. Hey, Chassid, hey, Anav, Talmidoshel Ezra, just like Ezra Cohen came and he was Mitakein Torah for Yisrael, and he came from Bavel and he taught Torah to all of Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael. He all did exactly the same thing. He came from Bavel. And he made all of the takonos and restored all of the Torah to Yisrael. Vishuv Pam Acheret, there was another Maisa, where in Barnea's neighborhood, they also came out to be a Bat Kol Min HaShamayim in Yavne, and that Nalehem Bat Kol Min HaShamayim, Nitna Hashem Bat Kol Min HaShamayim. V'amra Lam Yesh Bechem Adam Echad Sheraui Shetishrei Shechina Alav. But I mean, certainly not in Barnea's neighborhood. Hey, sorry. And when Shmuel HaKatan was Nifter, they said the same thing on that lower Madrega. Zizbidu, hey, Ana, ve Chassid, Tamido Shel Hillel, ve Afhu. And when he was dying, he saw a vision. In Bishat Mitato, he had a vision in which he said, Shimon and Yishmael, Lecharova, that there's going to be, this was a vision of what was coming in terms of the Asara Arugei Malchus. So he saw the Arugei Malchus. It's a reference to Yishmael Kohen Gadol. And they're going to be killed with the Cherev. V'chavroi L'Ktala, and the friends of Rabbi Shimon, who was the Nazi, Shem Ben Gamliel, Rabbi Shmuel Ben Elisha, their friends, which are the other Arugei Malchus, will be given over to other terrible mitot, Chavroi L'Ktala, Rishar Aman, the rest of Klal Yisroel will be open to Biza and terrible things, Akan Segi, and many evil things, Aratidin L'Meitei Alama, are going to befall Klal Yisroel. V'Afal Rabbi Yudah ben Bava, when he died, and he was also murdered by the government, so Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, they wanted to say this same hesped, hey chassid, hey anav, and the whole thing, but they couldn't, because nitrufa sha'ah, she'en maspidim al rugi malchut, you don't, because of the fear that the Romans will see, you know, you think the Romans like the Israelis, when they, you know, the Arabs sit around celebrating, and you know, they're all so happy, that the Romans are going to tolerate the Jews, saying this was a great man, and was murdered by the government, and look what an amazing person he was. They're not going to like that at all. So because of the Yemat HaMalkut, they weren't able to say that. And Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, Mishicharav Beit HaMikdash Batel HaShamir. What is this Shamir anyway? Tana Rabban, Shamir Shebo Bana Shlomo Et Beit HaMikdash. Shneema, there's something really weird about the pasuk. It says, V'habayit B'yibanato Even Shlema Masa Nivna. So you didn't hear that it was built out of these massive stones and there was no sound of metal working kalim that they would be able to cut these avanim. So says Rabbi Yehuda, Advarim Kechtavam. It means exactly what it says. They did not use metal. Omaylo Rabbi Nechemia v'chiev shalom arkein. I mean, that's crazy. How can you say that? It says, Beferish, that kol eila avanim yikarot kimidot gazit, and then it says, migora rot ba megira mi bayit u michutz. It says that they were shaved down, they were hewed very, very carefully, inside and out, and they were very beautiful. The house bimisad ad atvachot michutz ad achatzer agdola. I mean, so what are you telling me that there was no sound? Must have been. It says befarish that they used megirot. So then, why does it say lo nishma babayit bivanato? That's all it says. It doesn't say they didn't use it. It says you didn't hear it, because what they did was is they fixed all of these stones before bringing them. And then they brought them, which made life much more difficult. It's like this: you cut the stone originally as a pillar, and then you can roll it. But if you're going to cut it outside, then already you have to put it on top of other things. It's a major issue. So it means you're matkin mi bachutz, machnis mi bifnim. Omar Rebbe. Rebbe says, look, the truth is, it's not even a contradiction. If you're minding the posik, you see that both of them are true. What Rebbe Yehuda was saying, Dvarim Kipshutam, is referring to the Avnei Migdash. If you take a look at the Pasuk of Rebbe Nechemia, it says it's referring over there to the Avanim that Shlomo HaMelech used in the construction of his home. And his home, Enochinami, it was all Misutat B'Megira. That was Bavnei Beito. So I understand. So according to Rebbe Nechemia, who says, no, it couldn't be. So what was the Shamir for? If they were using actual metal, it just couldn't be in the site, but they could use it off site. So what did they need the Shamir for at all? Well, Mayata. The question is, how do you make the names of the Shvatim on the Avnei HaEfod? That's the question. So Avanim Alola, what are you going to do? You can't write the names of the Shvatim on the Avanim, because so it has to be engraved. On the other hand, you cannot use a metal chisel to chisel them out, because it says bimlootam. Bimlootam means that they're shalem and nothing's been knocked out of them. So what you did was is you wrote the name of the shevet bidyo, and then you put the shamir on it outside. And along the dio, wherever the shamir was, it would crack open. It wasn't missing anything, but the stone would immediately crack. And that way, it would be like, it would still be memlootam. Kiteinazo, it's like a ripe fig, you know, which is nifkat. It's so ripe, it cracks, and it looks like it's chaser. It's not chaser anything, or like a bika'ah. All the cracks open up, not that anything is chaser, but that the ground swells. And it's in a chaser klum. You know that they had this fantastic article, we talked about it many times.
In the Negev,
in the National Geographic. They found this shamir for mamish centuries. Nobody knew what was going on. These whole areas in the Negev in which the stones had been like carved out.
All the rock.
It made no sense. It was. They had pictures in National Geographic. They finally found out that it's this type of tiny snail that it just goes along and the rocks dissolve under it. You know. And so somebody wrote in, "You guys have discovered the shamir." That's a Bria Kadash.
What's that?
Huh?
And National Geographic wasn't the shamir.
No, they explained it.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Yeah, it's a beautiful article. Who knows? But I mean, there are such things. They're a little tiny, you know, birya that cracks the stone. It's crazy. They didn't. Someone wrote in. And then they explained it, what he meant. Yeah. Okay, so this was the shamir was for those avanim.
Nice to know that there was a guy who was involved on that level who reads National Geographic.
Yeah. Then nifkaot mealayem kiteina zush nifkaot b'zeh. Turn around, Bona. Shamir zeh briato kiseora, which is like the snail. It's the same thing that we learned from the Shir of Shmona Shratzim. U'misheshet yimei bereshit nivra, and it was especially singled out, sheshet yimei bereshit, in Koldavar Kashe Yacholamot Bifanat, and you can't put it down on anything, you know. because it'll crack right through it. So what are you going to do? You put it in a bottle? If you put it in a bottle, the bottle is hard, so it cracks anything that's hard. So how do you keep it? You can't put it in a safe. So what you do is you wrap it in sponge. Sponge, it doesn't keep through because the sponge is soft. It only cuts through the heart, right? So korchinato b'sfugim shot semer. And then you take the sfugim shot semer, you can wrap it in an itni shel aver, you wrap it in like this lead container, you know, so that the radioactivity at least doesn't get out, and it doesn't cut through. So you got it all. And you put, or you line the lead, that you try this to get rid of radioactive waste, no? And you should line the lead with sube seorin, which are very soft in case it escapes the semen. Amravami. Mishachor of Migdash Rishon, that was the end of Shira Faranda, which we're going to talk about what these things are, and the Sechuchit Livana, and Tananame Hachi, Mishachor of Migdash Rishon, Batla Shira Faranda, and the Sechuchit Livana, Varech of Barzal. So, first of all, this really high quality material, which was the very, very best of silk. You can no longer get that type of silk. You can no longer get the type of crystal that you had at the time of the Beis HaMikdash, and the tanks of the old model Merkava, you know, the Rechav Barzel, it's no good anymore. It used to be serious Rechav Barzel. You have this wine that it's so amazingly powerful, even though it's dried, and you bring it along, you just mix it with water, and that is Domeki Igulei Dveila. Nofetzufim, what is a Nofetzufim? Amarav, it's a reference to the Nafa. So you have Solet, Setzafa, Agabe, Nafa. The Solet is so incredibly rich that it actually floats to the top of the sieve. V'dome li'isashin ilusha bidvash v'shemen. The pure Solet appears to be the equivalent of a whole bowl of cream of wheat mixed with maple syrup and honey and all types of butter, and that's just plain solid. You don't need to enrich it any further. But Levi Omer, Nofetzufim means you put in your dough, right? In those days, they stuck the dough to the corners of the tanur, and it would swell up to such an extent that they were tofchot uba'ot achemagiot zolezo, they would touch each other. And that's how much they swelled up. And would have taken up the whole tanur, except that they eat each other in the middle. That's the pshat. It's like it's swelling. It's tzaf, and it's like it's spreading its wings. Nof. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Omer, it's referring to a type of dvash. Zed dvash haba min hatzipaya. What makes you think that? My mash. We're in the Batarag Rav Sheshes. Kamad nitsan debreata v'shaiten berume alma. It's like the dvorim. The way that they fly up to the tops of the world, meaning on the very top of the mountains, umatyam dufsha mi isfeitura, which today is also very kosher. They make honey from those mountaintop flowers that are, it's very healthy and it's very rich, and nobody, you know, nobody's there to take them, and that creates an amazing honey. And indeed, there's a halacha, the gabi the dinim of Tuma Vatira, and the gabi the dinim of Machshirin, where the Mishnah is, that kol hanitzok tahor. If you're pouring something from one container, which is tahor, into a container beneath it, which is tamei, the Tuma does not run up along the nitzok to be metame what's in the top kli, unless it's chutz midvash tzipim ve'at sapichim, because over there it's so thick that when you break the flow, instead of falling, it falls back into the container from the surface tension, and that's zipin and sapichim. What exactly is zipin? On Reb Yochanan, we had this before. This is dvash semezayfim bo. It's such incredibly rich dvash that you can water it down and you can be mezayefet. You know, it's going to water down dvash. People won't even detect that it's been watered down. That's how good it is. Reish Lakish Amar Nan, Zif is the name of a place. Al Shemekomo, love these romanticist situational arguments. We had the same question about who are the Zipim that came to squeal about David Mistaterimano. So what are Zipim? Omreb Yochan, yes, it's a lashon of ziyuf. It's bnei adam ha'mezayfim divrayem. They're phonies, and they speak lashon hara and all. Rebbe Elazar says, what's coming off? There's a town called Zif, for heaven's sakes. Hashem b'kom anktiv. Zif, tell him of Allah to those were the guys where David was hanging out.
I know a guy whose last name was Zif.
Yochan, Kohen Gadol, have your hodayata maaser. My time, Om Rebbe Yossi, Rebbe Hanina, lefishen, notnim otan kitikuna. Rachman, Om Rebbe Yavi Levi, Yananka Yavi Nelekoanim. So how can we say, Kekom mitzvotech asher tzivitami? Okay, so then at least we lodi ashar maaser at Amr Shlokish. No, because kol bayit she'eno mitvadeh al maaser rishon cannot be mitvadeh on anything. My time up. Amr bayit, because it's the first thing. Olu patach ba katuv tchila. So the first thing we have is v'natatala levi lager b'sharecha, which are the three netinot. And the first is la levi. Amr bayit olu patach b'klal. That he is satisfied that Afrushi Avi Mafreshe. I thought he were, they weren't even Mafresh. He told me he didn't give it right. They didn't even take it off. Atanya. Afru Pitelat Avi Dui Vigazala Dmai, Lafisha Shalach Behog Vu Yisrael Vara Ashim Mafreshina Latrumigadal Bavad, Umasarishon, Masarishini. That some people, Mikzotan Masrin, Mikzotan Ein Masrin, Amalan Bonai, Bovu Marlachem, Gishem Shrubigadola Yishbavon Mita. Kach shumat maaser v'tevel yesh bavon mita amad v'itkin layam alokeach perot me'am haaretz mafrish me'am maaser rishon u'maaser sheni, and from the maaser rishon is mafrish me'am shumat maaser v'notal kohen the maaser sheni k'biyol v'alch l'b'Yerushalayim the maaser rishon the maaser ani amotz mechaver olav araya. Answers the Gemara Tarte Tikin. He was mevato vidu even of chaverim who were mafrish the maaser but had to keep the Takon of Ezra. The Gazar al Demai Shalame Ha'ored. We have to be Tilata Ma'orim, my Ma'orim. Omer Rechava Becho Yom Vyom. So Yom Dim Levim al Duchan Vomim Ura. Lometishana Sheba Malam. What's the matter with you guys? Yes, Shane Lifnam Bakom. I look for Nemarva, Ine Loyanum Loish, Veloishan Shomer Yisrael. Ela bizman shitzro shvim bitzar. Vavdei kochavim benachat. Veshalva. Hakach nemar ura lamet ishan Hashem. Veta nokvim. May nokvim om Reb Yonah Mishmoshoy. Mesartim laegel ben kanab. Kidei shiipol dam bein avat ayubit. Vshemich sekimuma. Bematnit. Etano yechoftin oto במקלות כדי שעושים אותו לפני עבודת כוכבים. אומר להם, עד מתי אתם מאכילים נבלות למזבח? נבלות. נבלות, אני אשך גם, כן, בין נבלה. Ela trefot, because you have to be chay shemani kev krum shom moach amad vitkin lam tabaot bekarka ad yamav haya patish makeh b'Yerushalayim. This was b'chol ha'shomoy, and ko yamav lo haya adam tzarich lishol al admai kiri amoron mi shabat la sanedrin batel ashir mi bet ha'mishtaot shenamar b'shir lo ishtu yai mi shabetu nevim harishonim But lo urim v'tumim mishkar beit hamikdash, but el hashamir v'nofetzufim uposke anshei amanam Yisrael. Shenem roshia Hashem ki gamar chasid pas ramunim mibnei adam. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel omer heid, Rabbi Yoshua, miyom shekharav beit hamikdash ein yom she'ein bo kilala, v'lo yerad hatal livracha from then on. V'nitol tam ha'perot, Rabbi Yosim avditol shuv ha'perot. Rabbi Shimon Elazar omer, The loss of Atara, Natlat Ariach. Loss of Maestros, Natlat Arshuman, from the Dagon. Rachonim Armim, Znut, and Kshafim, canceled out everything. Umimaita Misha Batlasa, and Hedrim Ktiv. Amaravuna Bereda Rev Yoshua, the Amakro, Zekenim Misha Arshavato, Bahurim Minginatan. Omarav Udna, the Shama, Zimra Teaker. Amarava Zimra Beveta Khurba Vasifa Shemakol Yeshorer Bechalon Kherav Basaf Kyarzaira You think it's an ear. What it means is afilo bayit amesubar barazim is mitro ea. I saw that shade in the Didi Chazile, Umnager Kitura, Umravuna Zimra, the Nagde, and the Bakre is not called music, and that's Mutter. And the Gardoi is Osir, Ravuna Batil Zimra, Kam Mea Avza Bezuzo, Mea Sochiti Bezuzo, Iboy. Author of Chista, and he was besalz on the takana, and then he boy avza bezuzah v'lo mishtakach. Amrav Yosef zimre gavre, and ani nashi. Okay, that's bad news, but it's pritzuta. Zamre nashi v'ne gavre. That's the end, and that's already ke'esh bina oret. V'may naf kmina l'vituloyom mikami on. Amrav Yochanan kol ashoteh bi'arba'a mini zemer. Maybe Hamesh Poroniot Lomam Shinema, Hoy Mashkime Baboka Shechar Yerdofu, Naachri Beneshev Yain Ladri came, Vayakinor Venevel, Vitov Vechalil, Vyain Mishtehem, Vitpola Shemlo Yabitu, Maktiva Haravla Hengala Mimi Vli Daad, Shigobim Galut Lolam, Uchvodomite Raav, Shwevim Raav Lolam. והמונות שחת שמש גומים לתור שתשתקח מלומדיה, וישח אדם וישפל איש שגומים שפלות לסודו של הקדוש ברוך הוא, בכזה אין איש, אלא הקדוש ברוך הוא, שנאמר השם איש מלחמה, ועיני גבוהים תשפלנה, שגורים שפלות של ישראל, והכתיב אחריו, לכן הרחיבה שאול נפשה, ופערה פי אלף לחוק, וירד הדרה והמונה ושעונה, Who exactly were the Nevi'im HaRishonim? Amar Avuna Zed David Ushmua. From Nachman Amar, Bimei David Zimnin Salik Zimnin Zalot Salik. Shari Sha'al Tzadok, and it worked. Sha'al Avyatar, and that's why he got fired. V'lo Altalo, Shama Vayal Avyatar. Motiv Rabba Bar Shmuel Vayili Drosh Elohim Ko Yimei Zechariah HaMevin Berot Elohim. When it says Vayili Drosh Elohim, isn't that referring to Urim V'Tumim? No. It means that there were still Nevi'im that you could communicate with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Toshma. Mishacharat Beit HaMikdash HaRishon Batlu Ir Migrash Pusku Urim V'Tumim Upasak Melech Mi Beit David. ואם לחשך אדם לומר, ויומר התרשת עליהם, אשר לא יאכלו מקודש הקודשים, עד עמוד כהן לאורים ותומים, משהו יותר וואצן אורים ותומים. אמר לו, you know what that was like? It was like today, אדם אומר לחבר, עד שיחיו המתים ויבוא משיח בן דוד. נמלא, you know, המשיח comes. אלא אמר רב נחמן בר יצר, מה הנביאים הראשונים? It's got to mean all of the Nevi'im other than Chagai, Zechariah, Malachi, because all of those were still Bezman, Beis HaMikdash. And here it says that the Urim V'Tumim only stopped working after the Churban. The Tanur Rabbanan, Mi Shemetu, Chagai, Zechariah, Malachi, Nistal Karuach HaKodesh, Mi Yisrael, Ve'af Alpi Ken Hayu Mishtamshim Bevatko, Shepa'am Achat, En Mesayu Mesubim Ba'aliyat Beit Guria Shviricho, ניתנה עליהם בת קול מן השמיים, ואמרה, יש בכם אדם אחד שראוי שתשרה שכינה עליו, אלא שאין דורו ראוי לקח, נותנו עיניהם בילל הזקן. וכשמי תספידו, איך חסיד, אי ענב, תלמידו של עזרא, ושוב פעם אחרת, היו מסובים בעלייה ביבנה, ניתנה להם בת קול מן השמיים, ואמרה להם, יש בכם אדם אחד שראוי שתשרה שכינה עליו, אלא שאין דורו זכאי לקח. נתנו עיניהם בשמואל הזקן, כשמת הספידו אוסו, אי ענב, אי חסיד, תלמידו של הלל. ואף הוא אמר בשעת מיטתו, שמעון, אני אשמור, are going to be given over to the cherub of the Romans. And the other, חברוי לקטלה, ושרם על הוויזה, ועקן סגין עתידין למתי על עמה. ואף הוא רבי יהודה בן בבו, the Romans killed. They also wanted to say, אי חסיד, אי ענב. אלא שניתר פשעה שאין מספידין על הרוגי מלכות. מי שחרב בית המקדש בטל השמיר, תנרא בנה, דשמיר was used בו בנה שלמה את בית המקדש, שנאמר והבית ביבנותו, Evan Shlema, my son Ivne, and there was no call of clay barzel. It says beferish that the makavot and garzel, kol clay barzel, lo nishma babayin. So you see, varim kiktavan, the reviewer. It says beferish kol ela avanim yikarot megorarot b'megira. Last I heard, megorarot b'megira is made out of metal. You know, im kein ma tamad lomer lo nishma b'bayit b'banato. It means it wasn't in the bayit; they were metakem b'chutz, and then they brought it b'fim afterwards. Oh my Rebbe, look, I don't think there's a problem here. We can say near the Rebbe Yudabav Migdash, which they use the Shamir for. And Divrim Nechemia Bavne Beito of Shlomo. So according to Rabbi Nechemia, though, what was the Shamir used for? On the other hand, you can't hollow it out. So what do you do? Mar elam shamir mi bachutz and en nifkaot mi alayem kitaina zosh nifkat bimot hama vaina chaser klum or kibikat zosh nifkat bimot gishamim vaina chaser klum. Tony Rabbanu shamir ze briato kisora and it comes from sheshit mi breshit nivra. The in called davar kasher yachol amod befanav ba me mishamrim oto kolchim oto besfugin shel tzemer. Which is surrounded by Malaya Subet Taurim. Omravami Mishikharov Mingdash Rishum Batla Shira Parnada Uzakuchit Levana Tanya Mayakbishkarov Mingdash Rishon Batla Shira Faranda, which is very high quality silk, and Skuchis Levana is quality crystal, the Rechav Barzel is high quality tanks. The Yeshamim Af Yayin Karusha Bami Sneer Hadomeki Ulay Dvela, they no longer had Nofetzufim. My Nofetzufim, Omarab, this is a solet that is so rich that it's Tzafa Agabe Nafetz, Nofetzufim. Vidomali Isashini Losha, Bidvash, Vishemen, Vilevi Omar, it's Nofet in the sense of swollen, like steaky karot that are stuck onto the edge of the tanur, and then the bakot betanur, and then the tofchot ubaot until they hit each other in the middle. And magiot zulizo, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Omer zedvash abominatzipaya. My mashma kirim metargim Rav Sheshes kamad and nitzan devriata v'shayatan brumei alma umatyan dufsha mi isvetura. Tzanatam kol anitzuk tahor chutz midvash zipim v'atzapichim. What are zipim? On Rabbi Yochanan, this is dvash and mezaypim bo. Reish Lakish Amar Hashem mikomo k'dechziv zif. Tell him uvalut. So why take it out of the pashtus that it's a place? Kayotzi b'davar atomer bevo azipim v'yomru l'shaul alo David mistater imanu. That is zipim, meaning on Rabbi Yochanan b'nei Adam. Hamizaypim divrayem, because that's exactly what they were saying. All kinds of lashon hara. Rabbi Elazar Omer al shem mikomam, kidativ ziv v'tel muvalot.